Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some drizzle and rain showers today. Cloudy with a high nearing 41. More rain showers possible overnight with a low around 37. Rain showers are possible on Wednesday with a high of 44. Then rain showers do become likely as we head into Wednesday night with a low around 33. More rain on Thursday as well with a high of 44 and cloudy throughout Thursday night with a low around 26 and sunny throughout Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature continues to move forward with Senate Bill 169, creating a, quote, flat tax across the state set at 4.75% for anybody over $15,000 in state income. But the question is now, if the bill does move forward, how much of a tax cut could individuals see across the state?
It seems as if, for me looking at the numbers, that it was designed with various cutoffs specifically to make sure nobody's tax bill goes up. So at about $15,000 a year, the amount you're paying in taxes is pretty much the same as you were paying before. Anything below $15,000 a year, you're paying less, and anything above $15,000 a year, you're paying less as well.
That was Paul Byrne, economics professor at Washburn University on KSNT News, where he says with the drop in state income tax across the board for most individuals, it would also cut some of the revenue coming into the state, which would potentially lead to some budget cuts at the state level.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trading required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 2018 219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 30 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Monday.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Legislature has officially introduced LR-22CA to the Executive Board last week that would create a constitutional amendment extending the current limit to 2 consecutive terms of 4 years to 3 consecutive 4-year terms for state senators. As some legislators say, they are concerned about the loss of institutional knowledge under the current system to be able to allow the government to run smoothly.
A common argument against extending term limits to 3 is that, quote, if a senator cannot get the job done in 8 years, why should they be given 12? What most people do not realize is that it is not 12 years of continuous service. The 12 years is really 2.5 years served in session due to the fact that we serve 90 days the first year and 60 days the second year of each session. This is far from being a career politician.
That was Grand Island State Senator Ray Aguilar on KSNB at local channel 4. They say the state is a multi-billion dollar operation that requires institutional knowledge of how to make it run smoothly.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners discussed the proposed jail project at last week's meeting and reviewed cost estimates, currently just over $12 million. A special election in response to a public petition verified in October could move forward perhaps in late April. They would decide if the county should sign a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million to finance the balance of the project. The importance of public meetings has been raised, but nothing has been scheduled. John Unger, who joined the board after the last election, said he heard concerns with the location, which is planned north of Subway, east of Marysville. Washington County Commissioners discussed a request from TC Energy. They be allowed to maintain approximately 13 miles of Washington County roads the company is using during cleanup. The county attorney suggested a road use maintenance agreement. Commissioners heard an update on the neighborhood revitalization program, which has at times created confusion when applicants are dropped from the program when property taxes are not paid on time. Changes after application, without notice of revision, were also concerns that are encountered. The program included 76 applications in 2022, with 40 new ones in 2023 to date. Neighborhood revitalization allows for reduced property taxes on a prorated annual basis for new construction and qualified remodeling projects that are approved in advance of work beginning. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update that the state is beginning a process of replacing signs in the northern part of the county. Conversations are ongoing with the Department of Transportation regarding compensation Nemahal County would receive as a detour is planned for box culvert replacement on Highway 9 at V Road. A group of concerned citizens spoke about the need for continued services provided by the nutrition program at Seneca and Sabetha. Commissioner Dylan Keim explained the county's not wanting to make any changes to Meals on Wheels, but they are trying to cut costs involved with the congregant meal program. County currently spends over $15 per meal, serving over 32,000 each year. Those present suggested ways to keep the congregant meal program active due to the socialization it provides seniors in the community. Gage County Planning and Zoning last week unanimously voted to recommend approval of a request for a commercial greenhouse east of Beatrice at 66th and Hoyt Roads. A public hearing is planned March 22nd. Permitting for a 6,200-head hog finish operation between Adams and Philly was tabled while awaiting a study from the Lower Big Blue NRD. Support and opposition to the proposed project was heard at last week's meeting. Gage County Board of Supervisors spoke about consolidation of townships, the recent annual Board of Supervisors and Township Association combined meeting. They wanted members to think about this and would like input. Some townships struggle to pass bond issues and cannot raise their levies enough. Due to many past boards, they wanted to keep taxes down. One concern mentioned is snow removal. Area schools with teams in the state basketball tournaments this week will not have classes. No school Thursday or Friday at Marysville. A pep rally is planned Wednesday afternoon at 3 with a team send-off Thursday morning at 9:15. No school at Hanover Wednesday with a community balloon send-off that morning. Frankfort schools will dismiss Wednesday at 11:30 with no classes Thursday and will also be closed Friday if the team wins first round.
A pep rally is planned in Frankfurt Tuesday at 3, with a send-off Wednesday morning at 8:15. Axtell will dismiss classes Thursday at 1 with no school Friday. A send-off is planned Thursday at 10 a.m. The city of Wymore ceased local law enforcement effective March 1st, noting insufficient officer resources for continued operation. Calls will be handled by Gage County Dispatch and Sheriff's officers. Nuisance violations can be referred to the Wymore City Office. A police advisory committee is being developed, and 3 community volunteers are needed to look into the future of the Wymore Police Department and help resolve law enforcement issues. Extension professionals from Kansas State University have created a series of virtual programs titled Living Well Wednesday as a way for individuals and families across the state to have access to various educational opportunities. This is like the Knowledge at Noon Kansas State Research and Extension used to offer. Living Well Wednesday is a series of one-hour sessions that touch on a wide variety of essential skills that empower individuals and families. The March 8th session will be Stretching Your Food Dollar. Participation is free to all Kansans, but registration is required. A Zoom link will be sent to the registrant's email address. You can find out more by contacting your local county extension office. Randy S. Novotny, age 61, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Wymore. Burial of ashes in the Oquito Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Randy Novotny. Deborah L. Chapman, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Deborah Chapman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, French bread, green beans, peaches, and a cookie. Tomorrow, ham, scalloped potatoes, peas, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This week is Lutheran Schools Week. I'm Terry Harries from Good Shepherd Lutheran School. We have a fun week of activities planned for all of our students. Each day we have a dress-up day. Monday is Disney Day. Tuesday is PJ Day. Also on Tuesday we have a special guest from Milford Nature Center. Wednesday's dress-up day is Backwards Clash Day. This day we also get to celebrate with a family breakfast before chapel. We will conclude our week on Thursday with a pizza party with the local EMTs, firefighters, the sheriff, and police department. Join us as we celebrate Lutheran Schools Week.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and drizzle today, staying cooler with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More rain showers possible overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. More rain and drizzle will continue throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Then rain showers do become likely over Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Showers continue throughout Thursday as well, slightly warmer with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, and staying cloudy and breezy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. North winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And mostly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A slight chance for some rain showers on Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and some rain and snow showers possible Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 53, record high on this date, 79. The average low, 28, and the record low, 5 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:25. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52. It's 34 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 7th of March. E&EY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dine in or carry out, Bite Me Barbecue serves it up the way you prefer. Order in or order ahead on their mobile app. And remember, you can always grab and go for the family or large gatherings with all their smoked meats by the pound and sides as well. Daily specials and a full menu at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD. It's a Duramax diesel Z71 package priced at $28,500. And a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. It's a local truck trade-in at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
An overtime thriller in the NBA. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The West leading Nuggets found themselves in a tough one against the visiting Raptors midway through the fourth with Denver trailing.
Throws it off to Nikola Jokic. She spins baseline, dumped off down low to Gordon in a dunk with two hands.
The call on KKSE. The Nuggets stormed all the way back, outscoring the Raptors by 10 in the final frame to win 118-113. In Cleveland, the Celtics' Grant Williams missed two free throws in a tie game with just under a second left. In overtime, the Cavs made the most of the reprieve.
LeVert, left corner, Stevens, three on the way. Bullseye!
The call on WTAM, Lamar Stevens followed his go-ahead three ball by throwing one down, and the Cavs prevailed 118-114 in overtime. More NBA, Joel Embiid scored 42, and James Harden dished out 20 assists, hooking up here.
Here's Embiid from 15, fakes on Turner, now shoots it and in. It's a field goal, Joel. 10 of 14, Harden with his 19th assist.
The call on WPEN, the Sixers edged the Pacers 147-143. Around the association, the Kings drubbed the Pelicans 123-108, and the Heat squeezed past the Hawks 130-128. College conference tournament time, Louisiana won the Sun Belt Championship, Furman taking the SoCon tourney, both teams punching their tickets to the big dance. Top 25, number 9, Gonzaga beat San Francisco 84-73 in the West Coast Conference semifinal. They'll meet 16th-ranked St. Mary's, a 76-69 winner over BYU in the championship. On the ice, Edmonton at Buffalo. Connor McDavid had already netted his 53rd goal of the campaign in the first period and looked to untie the game in the third.
To Fogle, now into the Sabres zone to McDavid. He'll look to the net. His shot scores!
The call on 630 CHED, McDavid's 54th of the season. He set a new career high in points with 124. Oilers skate past the Sabres 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Every exciting play and every big game of the state tournament is live on KNDY. With live coverage this week of the Marysville and Axtell Boys, Hanover and Frankfort Girls. Catch Marysville on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell, Hanover, and Frankfort, live on FM 95.5. On air, online, and on your mobile app. Check it out. State tournament action continues this week. The sub-state championship games for Marysville, Axtell, Hanover, and Frankfort are all posted and available for download or for sharing under the sports tab at our website, KNDYRadio.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's time for the Steckline Report.
Well, friends, we've got a little bit of a problem when it comes to exporting our grain. Our biggest customer, I don't think, likes us very well. I'm not going to get into China's deal very far, except to tell you that common sense says they're not too happy with us, then vice versa. And so consequently, out goes the window for big, big exports to China. It doesn't do either one of us much good to be at each other's throats. So when you've got two entities, one the United States, the other Brazil, with all kinds of corn, all kinds of soybeans in the bin, wanting to sell it, do you think China's going to come to the United States first or Brazil? They're expecting at least 6, probably 10 million tons sold to China out of Brazil. And they're going to raise it, friends. They've got one of the biggest crops they've ever had. Brazil's total production this year is going to be 50 million tons or more. Ours, 48 to 49. Yeah, they're whooping us. And guess what? They're double cropping now like they're going crazy. Soybeans after corn. I wonder if we taught them that. Probably. They've got working relationships going on right now to put 49 million acres of brand new land, forestry, turned into crop production. 49 million acres. That's a lot more production, friends, and a lot more toughness when it comes to people that are selling against us. So, do we have a chance of getting any higher prices? Yeah, maybe. We'll talk about that on another Stecklund report.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres more or less, near Blue Rapids for the Milo Cratchville family. The sale Thursday, March 9th, begins at 6 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. This mixed-use property features 157 acres, more or less, a great opportunity for someone to diversify their current operation with 88 acres dryland crop, 67 acres native grass, and a pond. This offers utility to any kind of producer. This land auction of 157 acres, more or less, 725 Dogwood Lane, Blue Rapids, will sell for the Milo Cratchville family. Thursday, March 9th, sale begins at 6 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. For details or information, contact Crossroads Real Estate and Auction. Go online to kscrossroads.com, find them on Facebook, or phone Bryce Ebert at 785-410-7095.
The world of agriculture is gaining more and more traction on social media today. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Assistant Professor in Agricultural Communications, Jacqueline INJ, provides insight on the growing interest in agriculture online.
Recent 2022 data tells us that 63% of people globally use the internet. Of those people, 93% use social media. So you're reaching a broad audience. Of course, there's that like younger demographic of, you know, 18 to 50 that use it more, but there's a lot of people online at all times. So it's hugely prevalent. It's increasing across all social media platforms and new media platforms. So like podcasting, videos, mostly videos. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, a little bit later, but that is what people are wanting to see. And that's how people are getting their information, whether it's about ag or any other topic.
INJ encourages producers that now is a great time to get started on social media.
Sometimes I'll talk with people that maybe don't currently have a platform, but they're trying to, like we said, make an audience, let their opinions be heard and shared, and they don't feel or don't understand how they can use these platforms to do that. And I just want to invite you to try, because I guarantee that this is a great opportunity and a great time to get started.
She explains that sharing firsthand perspectives and the everyday mundane tasks are a great way to build trust with your followers online when sharing agricultural information.
You will find, I promise, the second you start putting agriculturally focused content on social media, you will have waves of people coming out to support you. There is no community that I know that's more supportive than other agriculturalists, farmers, and producers. But you'll see a lot of content focused on education. The two main reasons people produce like ag content on social media is for agri-marketing. You have a product, you're doing direct to consumers, or to combat false information. So you're focusing on educational things like courses or websites, or you're doing infographics, others like small form presentations, maybe on reels or things of that nature. But the most important piece of sharing information on social media is to make it consistent, reliable, and accurate, which hopefully sounds very achievable. You have a lot of great resources and yourself, a lot of anecdotal information as the producer, the farmer, the expert at your operation. And then you have great people at local like co-ops or companies or K-State who can help boost the information you're sharing or provide you with that reliable factual information to share. So that's more of the like technical, what categories of information are we sharing and how do we make it most effective? Consistent, reliable, accurate. But on top of that, people should be sharing like personal opinions on hot topics in agriculture or show us your everyday life. What do you do? What does that look like? And open it up so people can connect with you as a person. And then that second layer of that relationship is learning about the factual information about how you do what it is you do.
Once again, that was K-State Assistant Professor in Agricultural Communications, Jacqueline INJ. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It is a full moon with an identity crisis. All about the many monikers of the March Moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 7th, the 66th day of the year. Actress Jenna Fischer has a birthday, and March's full moon shines tonight. It's commonly referred to as the worm moon because the soil is warmed enough to accommodate earthworms. But it also has many alternate identities. One is the full crust moon, referring to the crust of snow caused by thaw and freeze cycles, and the sap moon as it coincides with the flow of maple tree sap. Native American tribes have dubbed it as the Crow Moon, believing their cawing signals the end of winter. And early American settlers referred to it as the Lenten Moon, as it heralds the coming of Easter. Just a few names to ponder as you look for March's full moon tonight. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon phases online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 34 degrees this hour. A little bit cooler today, a little bit below seasonal averages for the rest of this week. By the way, the Severe Weather Awareness Week is this week, and they are scheduled to sound the tornado sirens this morning, weather permitting, 10 a.m.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier with the regular season of college basketball all in the books as of the weekend. We officially see the lineup for the Phillips 66 of Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship Tournament as the tip-off starts on Wednesday as the number 8 West Virginia Mountaineers take on the number 9 Texas Tech Red Raiders for the first game of the series. We tip off at 6 p.m. Wednesday night also sees the number 7 Oklahoma State Cowboys taking on the number 10 Oklahoma Sooners at 8:30. Followed by a full lineup of basketball coming up on Thursday between the number 4 Baylor Bears against the number 5 Iowa State Hawkeyes. Followed by the number 1 seed in the Big 12 Conference with the Kansas Jayhawks taking on the winner of game number 1 between West Virginia and Texas Tech. The regular season wrapped up with the Jayhawks sitting number 1 in conference play at 13-5, followed by the Texas Longhorns at 12-6. The Kansas State Wildcats came in at number 3 at 11-7 that was tied with the Baylor Bears in conference play, followed by TCU, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Texas Tech, and the Sooners at the bottom of the list.
Every exciting play and every big game of the state tournament is live on KNDY, with live coverage this week of the Marysville and Axtell boys, Hanover and Frankfort girls. Catch Marysville on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell, Hanover, and Frankfort live on FM 95.5. On air, online, and on your mobile app. Check it out. State tournament action continues this week. The sub-state championship games for Marysville, Axtell, Hanover, and Frankfort are all posted and available for download or for sharing under the sports tab at our website, KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
I saw some old friends the other day. And all they could talk about was how I've changed. They thought I'd be the last one to ever settle down. They can't believe I'm flying so high with both feet on the ground. You make me want to be a better man. Make me want.
best I can. Wild as a Texas wind, never slowing down enough to ever let that party end. Oh, then your love surrounded me like a shelter from the storm. Everybody does.